It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Happy Friday, everybody. ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and your smart speakers. Funny, it's like Easter and Passover and everything snuck up on me this
year.
Good
Friday.
Yeah.
You and me both, Max. Yeah, they asked me yesterday, hey, what are we going to do for Easter?
Like,
Key,
what?
Key, Passover, what do you mean? Passover snuck up on you again, Key?
Yeah, by the way, in Key's neighborhood, I bet you it did.
There's no way it could in that neighborhood.
Key's neighborhood is...
Well, it's not necessarily a neighborhood. I understand what Evan is saying. Evan has adopted me as part of the Kellerman and Wilmer
clan,
family.
Yeah.
I thought you said your neighborhood is more like an estate. So
we had
that's
to do
why
it in
really
September. Key wanted a couple extra days off, so we adopted him so he could take off Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.
Hey, Evan, can we please, like, just as Jews, can we please just start, like, at least not putting ourselves to work during holidays? Guys, you know what a Seder is and everything. You're going to work. It's like, come on, can't we just paint some eggs? Easter looks like so much fun. Oh, we're reading out of a Haggadah. I can't even get into it. Listen, Jay, meantime, Key, you had to see what he just showed me before the show started. He's trying to make a, what are you trying to make a TikTok?
No, I'm giving my sports take on Ben Simmons, but my daughter is everywhere, so I'm mushing her. It's just giving sports takes, Key, while your kids are just trying to annoy you, so essentially, while you're parenting. That's what it
is. So you were working, basically.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Well, I had to literally mush my son to the ground as he just is relentless energy. All he knows how to say is ball right now. That's it.
Like, wait, was it a live thing?
Yeah, it was live.
Oh,
so why
live,
didn't you just grab him and put him on your lap and keep him moving?
Because my left hand was with my daughter, and my daughter was trying to – she's into sparkling water now. She doesn't drink real water, only sparkling water. This is my life.
Yeah.
So she's trying to cheers me. I want to have a Modelo. It's been a long-ass day, and I'm trying to do a sports take. It's about priorities here, damn it, okay?
Forget the family.
You get out of here, Zane. I'm trying to focus on my job.
Wait till you have a third, Jay.
Not only when he has a third child, but where was the third nanny at?
Dude, stop with the nanny. I don't have nannies like you. I don't live in Calabasas.
How many nannies you got, Key? Key, how many nannies you got?
He don't want to talk about it.
I'm not going to lie. No, wait. You know what? Key's right, though. When I was in L.A., I got one part-time now, like, you know, here and there, because I got to get up for work early in the morning. I'm not there when they get up, that kind of stuff. But when I was in L.A., when I was living around Key's neck of the woods, before I had
not
three,
a neighborhood,
when I still had two kids, each one of them had their own nanny. It's true. How many nannies you got, Key?
No. We have one person who comes in around 8 o'clock and leaves really early once my wife gets back from the gym and all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
I just when I see your throat get tight like that, Keith. I love seeing your throat get tight.
If we want to go out to dinner, things of that nature, we have babysitters.
How is Zane going to be a first round pick if he's growing up with nannies? Are you ever concerned about
that?
He's
around me
all
the time.
Edge?
All he says is ball, and I'm going to send you guys videos. All he says is ball, and he carries around. Like, my son will try to climb up the stairs. I'm like, no, I just got to put a ball in front of his face. Ball. Oh, clap, ball. I'm like, that's it, son.
It's in the blood.
That's it.
Yeah.
Nothing else matters. I don't care about education. You focus on the ball right now.
I'm assuming that, Jay, that you have, you know, nice things because you work really hard in your career and you've done some amazing stuff. You haven't gotten to the phase yet of those nice things being destroyed.
I'm on the verge.
Crystal, or not even a crystal, just a nice lamp off the edge of a end table.
Yep, nobody's bothering it. It's not bothering
anybody.
Bam,
and then all of a sudden it falls, and you're like, what the hell?
You got because those little things on the corners of all the stuff you got to put up. Your stuff looks jacked
up. And you haven't gotten to the stage yet of right now, I'm assuming he's playing with the rubber basketball.
Yep.
But not the hard-ass rubber basketball that bounces really high in the air. Inside, you know the one I'm talking about? The small one, you haven't gotten to that one yet, especially with those hardwood floors. He's going to really start to really boom, boom, boom.
Glass all over the place.
So, Keith, this is where we're at. We had to retire the real basketball because my son's one and he can pick up a real basketball. But he keeps falling on the basketball and getting a bloody lip. Mm-hmm. So, I got to retire the real basketball. We go to the little cozy, little foam basketball.
That sounds more coordinated
And I also... Just from afar, listening to the conversation, assume that you have not graduated. I'm assuming you probably have a light couch of some sort, and you've yet to get to the red juice.
See, I know.
Or chocolate.
I'm trying to control it.
Walk in, you're like, what? Who ate? What did I tell you about eating over here?
I'm like, just stay away from the nice rug. That's all you have to do. Stay on this side of the house.
And you probably haven't gotten to the walls, because you probably got white walls somewhere in the house, and you probably hadn't gotten to the Sharpie crayon lipstick
Let me tell you what stage I'm at. I'm the stage at where my daughter recognizes now her private part, so now she just says private part words all around the house, which is so awkward.
Yeah.
She's like, company Daddy, look at mine. I'm like, no.
Yeah, right.
No. We don't say that word out loud. And my son is just experimenting. He's like, what's this?
Yeah.
Like, all right, let's.
You don't want to make him ashamed. And at the same time, you got to make him.
We need to get these kids under control right now. Right. Stop showing the private parts to everybody.
I don't know how it got there. We were talking about writing on walls.
So this is parenting. This is life.
Parenting 101.
What?
Exactly. So the same way, Cam, play that stuff
again. Let me tell you
again.
Something. When your youngest hits like 7, which I'm experiencing now, then you can start getting like nice furniture or like at least furniture he said, like the light furniture, right?
Yeah.
Because at least they get, stay over there. No. And they start to creep over in the other area.
Is it okay to
crayons
have the,
are these?
Are you okay having like the baby gates where you put your kids like?
Yeah, you gotta have.
My wife doesn't want it. She doesn't like. She's like, no.
Oh, the stairs.
Well, stairs. I'm talking about just when you got your 1-year old, just put them in the corner for a little while.
Oh, in the corner. Oh, you don't have a pen?
No,
like a kid's playpen.
If you're gonna put them in the corner for a little while, then you're gonna be that guy that puts the leash on them and walk them around.
What is that?
I can't handle that when I see that in New York City. I'm like, why do you got 12 kids on the leash?
Yo, that was That didn't used to be that way. When did that start up? I seen it around here too. school kids.
And I've told you this, Jay, before. I don't know if I told Max, but I told you this before. I've seen this, and whenever I see it, I am that nosy ass dude that shouldn't be in other people's business because I don't like it. I'm like, what are you doing? What the hell is wrong with you? No, I literally have, and Jennifer, she'll get mad because, I'm like, what? Why do you have your child walking around? I mean, we were at Disneyland and somebody was doing that, and they try to use the excuse, so they don't run off. Well, get your ass in shape so you can chase them.
Well, now hold on. How many kids?
Yeah, see, how many
I understand
kids you have?
At a place in a Disneyland place, you're not going from point A to point B. You're just milling around. I kind of understand.
No,
that.
Max.
You know what I saw?
No, Max, on social media.
You can do that. Key and I can't.
No, you know what I saw on social media?
I'm not doing that.
They're calling diapers on us, Key.
On social media? You tie a balloon to the kid, so the balloon sticks up. You always know where they are.
Pay attention to your damn child.
Yep, but no, I'm saying if you're in a crowd, like the kid likes a balloon anyway, you put a little thing around the wrist, balloon with a helium balloon. It's a red balloon, let's say. So you always know where they are.
Max, what if you're a kid like me, you don't weigh enough to weigh the balloon down?
Kevin's floating away somewhere. Disneyland floating away.
That segment flew by.
Wow, what a quick 10 minutes.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. I promise we're going to get into sports. We got a lot to get into, guys. Tune into an NL battle Sunday as the Padres host the Braves. Coverage of Sunday Night Baseball begins 6 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and at 7 p.m. on ESPN. What NBA stars, which ones, guys, could become superstars during this postseason? We got games coming right up. It's after Jay has this from Straight Talk.
You're carrying your kid around on a leash, and what, you have to carry the bags next? What are we doing here? What's going on? Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good, really good. Actually, it feels great. You should try it. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless, now offering our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable networks. The $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Nets and Celtics. Here we go. Well, look.
I'm hyped about it.
I mean, Nets and Celtics, it's on. Celtics have probably a lot of this season. I was wire to wire, it's been the Suns, right? But the Celtics for about half the season, probably a good chunk of half the season, probably the best team in basketball, Jay?
Yeah. They play, I mean, them, Phoenix, Miami.
Yeah.
They all play the top tier, yes.
And now the Nets, I mean, just because of Kyrie and KD, it could always be a problem heading into this series. Mm-hmm. But the difference between the Heat and the Celtics to me, guys, is the Heat don't have anyone like Jason Tatum, right? The Celtics do, dude. Jay.
Key, you know what this is to me? You know, remember back in the day before you got drafted, have you ever been to, like, the nightclub where you go to the VIP area, but there's another, like, there's another VIP area on top of the VIP area.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd be looking at it. I can only imagine
can't,
you. Because I
can't really get there, but yeah, I'm trying to.
Okay. And you know, like, when you finally made it, you have money. You'd be like, yo, why they got me in the – I'm like, I'm in the tier two VIP level. Like, I'm trying to be up there in the tier one.
Are you not in the center of the club? They got you off to the
side.
Right away.
Even though you're in the VIP, Max, you're just off to the right.
Yeah, you know, it occurred to me once because I got to the center eventually, right? And you know, famous friends and stuff. And it occurred to me once, the club is almost like a video game. The whole point is to get to the center.
Yes.
And then once you get to the center, you just, the velvet rope, and you just sit there.
Yeah, and you can have it in. You go right,
okay,
you go
I win
left.
The game.
Whatever you want. I feel like I'm above everybody. I'm looking at, hey, you want some of my bottle? No, I don't know you. Yeah, you guys come on in, thing. But you know.
It's the same thing if you're sitting over there, but now you're in the middle and you feel like you won the video game.
That's where I want Jason Tatum to get to. This is an opportunity for Jason Tatum to take his seat at the highest elevated VIP part of the club. He's going against Kevin Durant, who is his standard, a two-time NBA champion, a two-time finals MVP, and this is an opportunity for him, a legacy-defining moment. Look, he's been to the Eastern Conference Finals twice, right? So anything below that, I think, is a disappointing season for Jason Tatum. But now, in order to get to his first NBA Finals, he would have to go through Kevin Durant and he'd have to go through Giannis, two people that we consider to be the greatest in the game of basketball right now. And that's the kind of opportunity on the line for Jason Tatum.
Yeah, Key, you know what's funny? I've been talking about this. When we always say, we just throw it out there, can he be the best player on a championship team? Well, yeah, that guy can be, right? Well, except now he's playing KD. Oh, no, this time he's playing LeBron. No, this time there's always a KD, a LeBron, an MJ, a Shaq. There's always a Kobe. There's a dude in your way who you're like, well, I mean, but you want to be the best player on a championship team, Key? You got to go be the best player on the floor. And on the floor, there's KD. Can Tatum do it?
Yeah, if you go through the top dogs, you deserve to win in the end. If you get through a Kevin and a Kyrie, right, and then you get through a Giannis and a Middleton who's already won a chip, you deserve to win. You know, it's not the same as if they were going through, I don't know, an Atlanta and a Charlotte, and then all of a sudden, you know, then they all of a sudden, for whatever reason, there's a Chicago in the way. It's not the same because it doesn't have the same oomph as those other teams. And that is when you become big time. Playoff moments in professional sports, Reggie Jackson is Reggie Jackson because of Mr. October, okay? He did it in October. Even though he did it in the regular season, it's the defining moments in October. And I always said that big-time players will show up in big-time games, in those big-time games of the playoffs.
No doubt. I think there is another element. I think that's right on the money. There's also another dimension to it. You know, when people talk about barbershop talk, right? Now, recently this has changed with the NFL because of quarterbacks. They've become so important. But by and large, barbershop talk, when you talk about sports, it's basketball and boxing. You hear a lot of that, right? Because boxing, because it's obvious, it's this guy or that guy. But basketball, even though it's a team sport, there are fewer variables than in football, right? We really do expect the best players to lead their teams if they're on good enough teams. There's something about basketball that way where it's like, is it Tatum or KD? Not like last year when KD didn't have anything around him. You know, like, okay, Giannis got by him, but come on, man. He didn't have... But no. KD, he's not on as good a team as Tatum, but he's got Kyrie with him. That should be enough. Is it Tatum or KD, Jay?
Well, KD is the standard. But even look at the people in Jason Tatum's class, right? So there were people that were making the case for Devin Booker to be in the MVP conversation this year. I'm not saying he belongs in there. I mean, I think, look, the best player in the best team, that's Draymond Green, Stephen A. Smith. A lot of guys were saying his name. Haven't heard anybody say Jason Tatum's name in the MVP conversation yet. Look at the way we're talking about Luka Doncic, right? Guys, 25 under 25. Mostly on people's list, he's consensus number one. I would take him, right? People have said that. So now I'm looking at Luka Doncic being hurt. You know, even though Devin Booker's there, they're in the West, but CP3, you feel like that's his team. There's an opportunity for Jason Tatum to say, hey, look, I'm stepping into this light as the guy.
Ja's on a great team, but an excellent team. But in the playoffs, maybe a slower pace, maybe a style like Ja won't work like a style like Tatum.
And people can use, and I'm not saying it's fair, but people can use the argument against Ja to a degree because they're 21-2 without Ja Morant, right? Now, Morant elevates the conversation, yes. Yeah.
And Memphis isn't as great as they are. They're just not a sexy pick. And back to Devin Booker for a minute for you, Jay. When you talk about a young player that could become a superstar in the playoffs, you got to talk about him as well. Yep. And the reason is, and I know you and everybody else in the NBA circles look at it as CP3's team. Yes, it's CP3's team. But if they're going to win the NBA title, it's going to be because of Devin Booker. And then when they win the NBA title, it's going to be CP3 finally got one.
Yeah, but Book's going to have him take him over the top.
But Book's going to have to take him over the top. And then when I look at superstar, right, it also is not only his play on the field, it's also who he's dating, all of that sort. No, seriously, Jay, you know how they kick all that up to another level for a young man. All of a sudden, it looks different to the eyes. He's balling. He's got a model girlfriend. She's all over the world. It just takes her to another, and takes him to another level in the eyes of the people.
These are my favorite moments in sports, because right now, if someone's listening, they're like, come on, man, how are you going to try and put Tatum in the same breath with KD, right? But that's what I'm saying. That's and, Jay, I think that's what you're saying.
That's what they're trying to get to.
That key, if, like, right now the world is one way, we perceive it one way. If the Celtics beat the Nets, and part of the reason, I know they have a better overall team, but part of the reason is because Tatum is the best player on the floor. The way we see the world's going to change after this series.
I mean, look, when we go back to that VIP analogy I was telling you guys about. So in the VIP room, you got LeBron, you got Kevin Durant, you got Giannis, you got Steph Curry. You got this upper tier, right, of these guys, these legendary figures. And my thing is, in Jason Tatum's 5 years, he's been an all-star three times. Like, he's on the verge of accumulating a resume that is starting to look like theirs, but here's an opportunity for him to say, like, no, though, like, open the damn rope. I'm in this room now. I'm on this level.
Straight talk, he's wireless.
He's there. He's getting there.
He can get there.
A lot on the exciting what's got to happen. Straight talk wireless, no contract, no compromise. So the Celtics are hoping that Jason Tatum, and by the way, Jaylen Brown, can get in the zone against the Nets. Get in the zone is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Two of the best wide receivers in the NFL are changing teams. Key tells you why one will regret it more than the other.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Michael Irvin, he's a receiver, played in the NFL, Key, in case you're unaware. Michael Irvin says Aaron Rodgers, and or rather their receivers, will regret leaving Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes.
So we're talking about
Devontae Adams and Tyreek Hill. And Michael Irvin was one of the all-time greats. They will regret leaving their all-time great quarterbacks. And he talked about, he said, I don't know if I could have ever left Troy Aikman. This is from Ryan Glassbeagle, the New York Post. I don't think I could have done that. Now, Key.
And before you even go, what I say, Max, is I feel Michael Irvin. Like, if I had a Troy Aikman, I wouldn't even think twice. Like, if I had, in 98, Vinny Testaverde and we were rolling together from 98 on, ain't no way in the world I'd have left Vinny Testaverde.
Yeah, if Testaverde was 25 instead of 65,
exactly,
you would have stayed right put, right?
It's a different man. it's a different world. It's a different world when you – man, it's a different world. I'll explain it to you as you continue to go on.
Well, so, look, Davante Adams leaving a great quarterback for a good one, but it's also his dude from college. Tyreek Hill wants to go to Miami and enjoy the life and all that and also get paid, right? So maybe they're slightly different motivations, but who do you think will regret it more, Key, between Davante Adams and Tyreek Hill?
Tyreek Hill. There's no question about it, Max. I think when you've had luxury cars, both you and Jay, right? You guys have had you've worked your tails off and you've been able to afford nice things and you've had luxury cars. And you've also gone on vacations. And you've gotten out of that luxury car, and that luxury car feels really good. The seats snug you when you turn the corners. And then you go get in a rental car. The air condition, no automatic seats. You got to pull it up and pull it back. That's what this is going to be like for Tyreek Hill. He just left a luxury vehicle with Patrick Mahomes, and he's going to a rental car that's the basics, the bottom of the barrel. It's going to get him to certain places, but it's not going to feel as good with Tua. He's going to have some emotional stress and meltdowns when he does not get the opportunities that he got in Kansas City. It's just a different world. For a dude, I played with, I think it was 17 quarterbacks. You can count them up, Evan, and really quick. But when you go from guys that's not Hall of Fame level like Tyreek Hill had, and I know why he needed to get his money, but that play on the field, no matter how good you are, man, when you ain't got no quarterback, you're going to be in trouble.
If Patrick Mahomes is a Rolls-Royce or a Bentley or a top-line Tesla or whatever he is, what is Tua Tagovailoa? What car is he?
I don't want to say a specific brand, yeah, but he's just a rental car.
You get
he's
the
rental.
If you rent it,
and if you rent it, exactly. look,
full size, rent it, mid-size, what?
He would probably be a mid-size.
Mid-size you, rental. Okay.
And if you rented a car, you know what I'm talking about. The seats aren't leather, okay? They're going to give you the cloth, and you're going to have to move the chair, the seat up, down. They're not elect. So it's a different feel. And he'll feel that in Miami. Anybody that's played the position like me and Michael Irvin and had an opportunity to taste a quarterback like a Troy Aikman or a Vinny Testaverde at 65, when we had our year in 98.
65, yeah.
When we had that year in 98, man, if I could have had 10 more of those years with him, it's just a different world, man.
It's easy. Patrick Holmes is an elite quarterback, top five in the league. Tua Tagovailoa is
trying to keep a job as a starter.
And Key, here's the interesting part. I was curious to ask you about it. So, like, moving from different teams, understanding how Tyreek Hill was prioritized in that Kansas City offense, right? Just taking it over the top mostly, just can break open any offensive set. Having a quarterback that's still trying to find himself, what kind of pressure does he now apply to Tua that Tua hasn't felt before? On each and every down.
Well, what Tyreek Hill will do early on is he's going to be the veteran leader because that's just what you do naturally. You try to be the veteran leader, put your arms around the young guy and try to motivate him, let him know everything is going to be all right.
Until.
I was just about to say, Jay. At some point, though, you're going to look up and you're going to see other people eating and getting off and doing their thing. And emotionally, you're going to have people telling you how bad, oh, man, they're not getting you the ball. And all that noise, you know, no matter what you say, you're going to get that noise in your ear. And when you get that noise in your ear, it affects you if you're not strong enough to fight through that. It's a different world. Now, as far as Davante Adams goes, like Max said, he went from a great guy to what I would consider a really good quarterback in the National Football League in that top 10 area in Derek Carr, which is a plus for him because they know each other. They work out together. It's in sync, and Derek Carr is going to make sure Davante Adams get the football, where Tua has to deal with Jalen Waddle. He has to deal with Cedric Wilson. Yep. Now he has to deal with Tyreek Hill and the tight end. I mean, he's got a lot of little pieces he's got to satisfy with Derek Carr, number one guy, is Davante Adams, period. Nothing to talk about. It's not even close.
And, Key, you know, for Tyreek Hill, you can look at that bank account and you could be appreciative. You could be thankful every single day. But every single game in the AFC, when you're playing against Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Deshaun Watson, Matt Ryan, even Ryan Tannehill to
Patrick
the
Patrick Mahomes.
The entire AFC West, even in your own division, you're looking at Mac, you're like, and I like Tua. I want to see Tua win, but you're constantly comparing. What, comparison is the thief of joy? You're going to do that in the AFC.
And by the way, Key, there's this other simple, I mean, you touched on it, but like, there's also very straightforward. Derek Carr can do everything you want a quarterback to do, right? Like, he can do all the things. We don't know if Tua can yet.
And he showed us this season, given the turmoil that the Raiders had gone through with the Henry Ruggs situation, the removal of John Gruden, that he kind of rallied the troops in the locker room and put them on his back. Mm-hmm. We saw that from Carr. Well, we haven't really seen that leadership from Tua. If you think about Jalen Waddle over there, Jalen Waddle is a pick-em-up, put-em-down type receiver, much like Tyreek Hill. He had one of the lowest yak yards in the National Football League. One of the lowest for a guy like that, who is very similar, and I would argue with people, he's pretty much the same guy as Tyreek Hill.
But what does that tell you, the low yak yards?
That tells me that they're not pushing the ball down the field. That tells me that that everything is pretty much underneath or thrown behind him or contested balls, nothing where he could get it in his hands and run.
Yeah, we'll see the uninitiated, by the way, yak, yards after catch.
We'll also
see how that offense changes under Mike McDaniel now as well.
Well, yeah, it could change, but you also got to remember Mike McDaniel is a run first offensive mind that really never had the full arsenal of play calling because he was a run game coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers.
I was just talking about the fact that sometimes when your environment changes, right, like when a new leader comes in, obviously it was apparent that Brian Flores didn't see Tua as the answer. I'm not saying that he didn't give Tua opportunities, but that head coaching quarterback relationship dynamic is interesting if it doesn't feel like it's the most healthy for a guy like Tua. Whereas Mike McDaniel has a chance to be different because it can feel different.
Nevertheless, I think we're all on the same page. Between these two guys, if someone's going to regret it, it'll be Tyreek Hill, right?
Yeah,
by the way, maybe among all four guys, if you include the total quarterbacks in there too, Tyreek Hill stands to regret it the most.
About it, Max, when his name ain't called for the Pro Bowl. Because he's used to going to the Pro Bowl, now all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You know how that stuff works, too. I mean, you made mention of it. When you start getting all the texts from all your friends, the people that care about you, yo, man, how come blah, 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 you ain't doing this, or what happened, or he ain't giving you the ball right? Like, that stuff, man, over
time,
it festers,
man. Because Tua is the opposite of Mahomes. Tua is an accurate quarterback, dink and dunk. He's the opposite of Mahomes.
You got everything going against you from the outside in. That's hard to veer off.
But Tyreek can always go to that big old pretty mansion. I'm sure he done bought down in South Florida and relax and turn on the AC.
Yeah, and by the way, he's living where he wants to live, too. That's a big quality of life thing. And by the way, mate, look, it's interesting what they did. They have two super fast receivers for a guy who doesn't really throw it down the field. So is that about getting behind the defense? Is that about creating offense, like just because these guys can touch it anywhere and maybe make something happen if you have multiples out on the field? Like, I don't know what McDaniel's going to do. We're going to wait and see. It'll be interesting. This is Keyshawn J. Willimax coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. All right, along these lines, guys who are going to regret leaving their teams, let's play Believe It or Not. Okay. Evan, Believe It or Not time.
Yeah, so we're going to play Believe It or Not. You guys just talked about the two guys, you know, the two wide receivers. So let's talk about some other players. Do we think these guys do you believe it or not that they will regret leaving their team to go to a new team? Von Miller. Will Von Miller regret leaving the Rams for the Bills? Keith?
No, not. I don't think so at all. He's going to a number one defense. He brings that experience. He won two Super Bowls, one with Denver, one with the Rams. Now he has a chance to do the trifecta with the Buffalo Bills. Von Miller's going to be Von Miller wherever he plays, and he got that bag. Now, here's the part that he's going to regret. He'll be living in damn Buffalo, New York. That's
cold.
And if you know Von Miller trying to get out and have a little bit of fun.
Yeah, I think that a part of me wanted to see Von Miller go back to Denver, like find a way to get back to Denver. I don't know. I think he'll have a chance to win a Super Bowl. I don't believe that he will regret it. But there's a part of me I want to see him go back.
Not only do I think he's not going to regret it, I think he's going to really look back and think that was the right thing to do. Because, guys, he has a very good chance to be a key contributor, maybe a Super Bowl MVP. Who knows? Let's see how it pans out. On his third team, win a Super Bowl because he was one of the more valuable players throughout the playoffs. Guys, when I think of the greatest defenders of all time, right? Lawrence Taylor, Bruce Smith, these kind of guys, right? Aaron Donald. Von Miller to me is like, I don't really think of him like that, and yet if he goes and does this, he's forced you. He's forced everyone to mention his name whenever you talk about the greatest of the greats. I love this.
You are extremely well caffeinated this morning.
Yeah,
you are.
I made sure to be.
Right? Love it. I love Let's go. Yeah. Let's go.
Whatever you did this morning, continue to do for the rest of your life at the show.
A lot of espresso, brother. A lot of espresso.
How many cups of espresso?
A lot of espresso.
Yeah, you are out of a cannon right now.
Yeah,
Let's
shot
go.
Out of a cannon.
Deshaun Watson. Will Deshaun Watson regret forcing his way out of Houston into the Browns, Key, believe it or not?
Not at all. It was a lot of circumstances that required him to leave the Houston area. So I think he has landed on his feet. He'll be happy in the situation, and he gets to remove himself from a bad situation that he created for himself.
I mean, how could this guy not be happy? He got out of the place he wanted to get out of. He sat in turmoil for a year pretty much, dealt with it, got out, got a major bag in Cleveland, got Amari Cooper, has all the pieces that you need, has the run game. What else do you need there in Cleveland?
He was in the middle of a top market contract when he signed it, and then he got treated like a free agent, got the biggest contract of all time to go to a much better team. He like, in spite of all the off-field issues that he still has to resolve, he is winning.
My favorite NFL quarterback, Russell Wilson. Is he going to regret leaving Seattle for Denver, believe it or not, Key?
No, not. I don't think he'll regret it at all because Denver's a very similar team to what Seattle was a year ago. They're just going to be trying to get into the playoffs. He gets an opportunity for a fresh start. I don't think they're going to a Super Bowl, but you know, he's happy. His family's happy. He doesn't have to deal with the questions every single day in Seattle about if he's happy being there. You know he's happy in Denver.
Yeah, you know, it feels like the time that him and Pete Carroll had ran its course. And this is like Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. I'm not saying championship-wise how they're the same, but because obviously they're not. I'm just saying the time in which they spent together. And Tom had to feel like he wanted to get away from Bill Belichick. And I kind of feel like it's the same for Russell Wilson. Let me go off and do something on my own to prove that I am the quarterback. I know I am, even though there are some people that don't think he's an elite quarterback in the NFL.
Don't say some. Say
some
Keyshawn.
People. Well, you and Evan.
I got to tell you, this is such a tough one. I'm going to say I believe he will regret it, but let me explain why. Like, he is in a better situation now in one way. They'd be more competitive if he's on a better team, I think. But on the other hand, careful what you wish for, because now we're going to get to see really what Russell Wilson's got. And he may not be the quarterback that a lot of us thought he was. We're about to find out the answer to that question. So
very true, Max.
I believe he may live to regret it.
That's why I think he does regret it, right? Like, I think the pressure that is now on him, there's more of a spotlight on Russell Wilson. He could kind of hide in Seattle where he had already won a Super Bowl. Like, I think the expectation's different on him now if he doesn't win a Super Bowl with the Broncos.
And it's just a killer. Justin Herbert's loaded. Patrick Mahomes, obviously. Joe Burrow just went to the Super Bowl.
But he was in a loaded division in the NFC West for a while. Yeah. I don't know that he'll regret that. I think it's he put a spotlight on him. He left a place where he had won a Super Bowl, and now he's got to win another one because he's got to do it in Denver.
Evan, you just don't think Russell Wilson's good.
No, I just think
this is what it comes down to.
I just don't think he's as good as he's made out to be.
Top 15 quarterback?
Top 15 is not top 10 for me.
Hall of Famer?
Hall of Famer?
No.
I think he's the
Hall of Famer. He's never received an MVP vote.
That's the voter's problem.
He's never received an MVP vote.
That's the voter's problem.
No, he's never played to an elite level to receive a vote.
There was about a five-year stretch where his overall value over those 5 years you can compare to anybody.
Key, Hall of Famer?
Don't bring me into this.
Key, Hall of Famer?
Don't bring me into this.
Last time, third time's a charm. Key, Hall of Famer?
his story is not complete.
No. Oh.
Right. That's true. That is true. He could play his way into or out of the Hall of Fame right now.
That's a nice
true.
Way of like, I really want to date you. Well, you're just such a good friend.
Well, Amari Cooper regret leaving the Cowboys for the Browns key, believe it or not.
Not. I think, again, much like Jay talked about Tom Brady, Belichick, Russell, Pete Carroll, I think Amari Cooper's time in Denver had run its course. I mean, in Dallas had run its course. And now you get to go and be the top dog, the number one guy for the Cleveland Browns in the passing game with a quarterback the last time we saw him was one of the top 3 to 4 quarterbacks in the National Football League in Deshaun Watson. So, no, not at all.
Yeah, not at all. It's just crazy to think that within the span of a year and a half, the Browns have had OBJ and now Amari Cooper, two top wide receivers on their team with two completely different experiences that are about to happen to each.
Something tells me Deshaun Watson to Amari Cooper will be much more fruitful than Baker Mayfield to Odell. I agree with both of you here.
You guys want to do a couple basketball ones real quick?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's change up the music here, Cam. Let's go basketball. Will James Harden regret leaving the Nets for the Sixers, Jay? Believe it or not.
Yeah, believe it. You left Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Can you imagine those three together in Brooklyn? It's like the Holy Trinity.
Believe it.
Believe it 100%. Everything Jay just said. Like, I never understood why he would want to leave. Like, I don't care, man. Like, my ego ain't that big. When I'm on a team, I'm going to get my bag, and I'm on a team where I got two all-star caliber Hall of Fame basketball players, and I know that I'm the third guy that can be the first guy. I'm staying.
Yeah, especially, like, if your problem, if you're James Harden, is when the light shines brightest in the playoffs, you got Kyrie and KD to carry the load then, and you could just ball out in the regular season and be complimentary in the playoffs. Oh, it's perfect for Harden. He done messed the whole thing up, guys. That's what just happened. Speaking of the NBA, a three-time NBA champion might be back. What does it mean for his team's chances at a fourth title? ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.